Hello mga katambay, this episode is paalala para sa mga torpe. Dahil buwan ng February ngayon, it's the month of love, sabi nga nila, no? Tayo ay magpo-focus dun sa mga kagaya ko dati na natotorpe. So I pray that this episode will encourage you, empower you, and help you as well to overcome this. Ready ka na? Then let's do this. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Since it's the month of February, sabi nga ng iba ay Feb-ibig, no? Usapang pag-ibig tayo. Pero hindi mawawala ang objective natin, ang goal natin, na maging better person pa rin tayo. Okay? This episode ay dedicated para sa mga torpe! Okay, may kilala ba kayo na torpe? O baka naman ikaw, katambay, ang torpe. Okay? So, ano ba ang isang torpe? Ano ba ito? I could define this dahil I've been one. No? Naging torpe po si Coach Lep. Yes, inaamin ko yan. Okay? Torpe ang, this is my personal definition, ang tinatawag sa mga kalalakihan na hindi ma-admit, na hindi maamin ang kanilang feelings towards a lady that they like. Natotorpe. Okay? Sabi nga sa isang famous song ng Eraserheads na ang pamagat ay Torpedo, no? Pasensya na kung ako ay di nagsasalita. Hindi ko kayang sabihin ang aking nadarama. Huwag mo na akong pilitin. Ako ay walang lakas ng loob para tumanggi. Walang dapat ipagtaka. Ako ay pinanganak na torpe sa ayaw at hindi. Paborito kong kanta nila yan, okay? And relate na relate ako noon, lalo na nung panahon ako'y natotorpe pa. Kaya naman ang message ko to all men out there, so kung kayo po ladies ay nakikinig ngayon, no, please, please share this episode to your friends na mga kalalakihan, lalo na yung alam nyong natotorpedo, okay? Ang message ko po sa lahat ng kalalakihan ay ito, unleash the gentleman in you. Now, ano nga ba ang mga causes kung bakit nagiging torpe ang isang lalaki? As I look back, I discovered yung reason kung bakit ako naging torpe. And it's because I am not confident. Wala akong self-confidence. Kaya dahil dito, takot ako. Nag-overthink ako. Nagda-doubt ako sa sarili ko. Kaya ang ending, playing safe na lang. Kesa ma-reject, wag na lang. Okay? And so, let's identify, mga katambay ngayon, ano ba yung mga bagay that causes us to lose our self-confidence? Gentlemen, mga kalalakihan, please listen. Number one, kaya ka natotorpe is dahil may takot. Fear. Dahil natakot ka, hindi mo na sinubukan. Dahil natakot ka, pinakawalan mo na lang. Fear will always prevent us to go to the better side. Tama o tama? Madaming klase po itong fear sa pagiging torpe, ha? Fear na ma-reject. Fear of the hurt of that rejection, okay? Fear na hindi naman ata ako worthy, no? Ayan. I-address natin yan, ha? Takot kang ma-reject, right? Pero tanong lang, katambay, what if hindi ka naman na-reject? And then gusto ka rin naman pala nung girl. Ayan na. Okay? So dahil sa takot mo, totga na lang. Ano ibig sabihin ng totga? The one that got away. So you need to ask yourself, what if hindi ako matakot? What if try ko? You'll never know naman, di ba, kung hindi mo susubukan. Okay, now, so after you tried, you got rejected. Ouch! Masakit po talaga yan. Okay? Some would use that pain as a sign na, or label, na yun na siya. yun yung nakakalungkot na ginagawa ng ibang kalalakihan. Stop thinking that the rejection is telling you na may mali sa'yo or may kulang sa'yo. Tigilan yan, okay? Instead, ito po ang dapat mong gawin. Learn from that hurt, okay? Bakit ka na-reject? Then ask yourself, anong dapat mong i-improve? Okay? Yun yung tanong. Yun yung ilalagay mo sa isipan mo. Huwag mong iisipin na may kulang sa'yo, may mali sa'yo, kaya hindi ka tinanggap, kaya ka ni-reject. No. Ano dapat kong ayusin? Yun yung mga tanong. Learn from that and then work on it. Ayusin mo ang sarili mo. Ayusin mo ang sarili mo instead of sisirain mo ang tingin mo sa sarili mo. Tandaan mo yan, katambay. One big realization ko po sa buhay ay kailangan nating mag-risk. Okay? May mga bagay sa buhay na hindi mo malalaman kung hindi mo susubukan, kung hindi mo itatry, kung hindi ka magre-risk. Pero dapat ganito ang mindset natin, na may mga bagay sa buhay mo na blessing. Yes, nag-risk ako, buti na lang, blessing talaga. Pero meron din na nagre-risk at nag-fail. Pero lesson naman yung mga yon. Okay? So sa buhay, may mga blessing at may mga lesson. So if you will look at it with this perspective, panalo pa rin, di ba? So mga katambay, huwag matakot. Now before I proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to the Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
Okay, let's move on. I encourage you to listen to them after you finish listening to this episode. Another reason, cause, kung bakit nawalan tayo ng confidence sa sarili at natutorpe tayo is because we love to compare ourselves sa iba. Ayan na, mahilig kasing magkumpara. Another reason talaga kung ba't tayo natutorpe is because we tend to look at other men and then think na, hindi niya ako kagaya eh. Mas gwapo siya, mas malakas loob niya, mas mapapansin siya, mas kilala siya, mas sikat siya. Alam niyo po, lason ang pagkukumpara. Talo ka when you start to compare yourself to others. Talo ka! Lalo na kunyari, meron kang kasabayan na gusto rin yung girl na gusto mo. Eh what if ikaw pala ang gusto ng girl? Hahayaan mo na lang. Diba? Ito pa ang negative effect ng comparing, ha? Listen. Dahil nakikita mo yung best ng iba, you then start to copy those traits. You copy their actions and habits na hindi naman ikaw. You start to wear a mask para tanggapin ka ng girl na gusto mo. Kasi sa tingin mo, yun yung best. So you start to pretend. You start to be someone else. Katambay, please don't do that. Stop it. Okay? Remove that mask. Hindi ikaw yan. Be yourself. We are wonderfully made. Tandaan mo yan. Ulitin mo nga yun. I am wonderfully made. One more time. Repeat it. I am wonderfully made. Yes, you are. We are all actually wonderfully made, pero we are unique sa bawat isa. You have strengths, traits, ways na ikaw lang ang meron. And it's good. They are all good. So look into it. Focus on it rather than looking at this thing sa ibang tao. Alam mo yun? Bigyan mong halaga ang sarili mo. Bigyan mong halaga ang sarili mo by believing na there's no need to compare yourself from others. Okay? Third, causes ng pagkawala ng confidence natin and nagiging torpe tayo. Well, this is true. Hurts and traumas. May nag-share nitong comment na to dun sa aking pinost sa social media. Ito, ibang level na po ito. Pero we need to add this. Okay? You lose confidence dahil something sa past mo is still lingering sa iyo. within you, kaya it's preventing you to make actions. Kaya nawawalan ka ng confidence, kaya natotorpe. Listen friends ha, this is my suggestion. Choose to heal first. Seek help. Okay? And I encourage you, join the feast. If you want to know more about the feast, this is a Catholic gathering wherein we celebrate Mass, we worship the Lord, and we have powerful talks that help us to be empowered, to see our worth, to make us realize and remember that we are loved. Seek the Lord, okay? Allow Him to constantly remind you that you're not that hurt, you're not that trauma, that's not your identity, you're not your past. Allow the Lord to love you and let that love help you to forgive and set yourself free. So please choose to get healing first. Reminder, don't go into a relationship na hindi ka pa healed sa past wounds mo. Don't bring the brokenness to your relationship. Okay, Katambay? Now, one more thing that we need to consider kung bakit tayo nawawala ng confidence sa sarili and also natotorpe ay dahil sa mga life challenges. Totoo to. Real talk tayo rito, okay? Meron kang health issues. Meron kang financial problems. Meron kang mga family concerns. Nakaka-apekto rin po ito sa confidence, ha? Ang tip ko dito, friends, maging totoo ka. If manliligaw ka, you're pursuing someone, be true to them. Sabihin mo ganito, ito ang scenario, ito ka. Okay? Be honest with what you're going through, pero may karugtong. And then, work on it. There are people that will accept you with who you are. Okay? Tandaan mo yan. Pero hindi mo dapat ito gawing rason para mag-doubt sa sarili. Put it into light. Reveal it. Magpakatotoo. And then again, gaya ng sinabi ko, gawan mo ng paraan para maayos. Pinapakita mo dito na yes, may struggles ako, may challenges ako, pero I am doing something about it. Remember the story of Aladdin? Nag-wish siya na maging prince dahil iniisip niyang matatanggap lang siya ng isang Princess Jasmine kapag mayaman at prinsipe siya. Pero all the while, siya na pala yung gusto ng prinsesa. Kailangan lang niyang maging totoo at ipakitang ginagawan niya ang buhay ng paraan. Diba? Oo, this is fantasy but it speaks truth as well. Diba? Kaya nga, we need to be honest in the first place pa lang. Diba? Now, kung magpapakatotoo ka tapos rejection ang natanggap mo, then hindi dapat isipin na kahinaan ito. Okay? Again, improve. Do something about it. Work on it. Okay? And last, this is my last for this episode, pero marami pa pong reason kung bakit nawawalan tayo ng confidence, but I'm giving you 5 causes here in this episode. Okay? Wrong labels. Nawawalan ka ng confidence because of the wrong labels that you receive. At ang sad part here is you believe. You need to know who you are. So, think about this, Katambay. What are the labels that the world or the other people has labeled you? Ano-ano yung mga yan? Na hindi ka magaling? Na wala kang magagawa? Na mahina ka talaga? Na walang tatanggap sa'yo? Or maybe labels that you receive from the rejections that you have encountered, no? Mga rejections na na-experience mo. What are those labels? Those are wrong labels, negative labels, okay? And then, ito, check mo rin. What are the negative labels that you have put sa sarili mo? Kasi tayo rin, naglalagay din tayo ng mga wrong labels sa sarili natin. Tayo rin yung cause. So, ano-ano yan? Watch out. Tignan mong mabuti, okay? And please learn who you really are. You are wonderfully made and you are good. Ulitin ko yun, you are wonderfully made and you are good. That's who you are. Remember who you really are. Know the right labels. Okay? And the best place to find that label? Kay God. Okay? Dahil siya, alam niya ang totoong halaga mo. So whenever you look at the cross, please be reminded of your true worth, your true labels. Na worthy ka. Kamahal-mahal ka. Mahalaga ka. That's who you are. Okay? Now, let me end with this reminder. Sabi ko nga, no, na ang message ko ay unleash the gentleman in you. Sa tingin ko kasi, hindi ka matatakot, hindi ka mag-worry kung klaro sa iyo ang intention mo. And this helped me a lot on being torpe, no? Ano ibig ko sabihin dito? Ano bang agenda mo why you want to pursue her? Back then, my intention is to love her. To care for her. That's my intention. And napaka-clear nito sa akin. Nagkaroon ako ng confidence that I need dahil dito. Pero the thing is this, listen ha. Hindi naman kailangan sa isang babae lang. Be a gentleman to everyone. Treat ladies nicely. Respetuhin mo sila. Alagaan mo sila. Care for them. Pogi points ito actually in the process, my dear friends. Pero again, ha? Your intention is not pogi points. But you just want to treat them right. I hope na gets mo ito, katambay. So unleash the gentleman in you. Love them. Respect them. Care for them. Tara, dasal tayo, mga katambay. And in this episode, let's pray a special intention for all the men. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful reminder, for this message that yes, sana wag na kaming matorpe. And when we find that goodness and worth at value na nakikita mo sa amin, and may you continue to remind us of that worth, O Lord God. And please, I pray for a special prayer for all the gentlemen out there listening to this episode. May you bless them and empower them. May they follow your footsteps, O Jesus. Maging clear nawa ang kanilang intention and at the same time, maging tama ang kanilang intention. Lahat na ito ay tinataas namin sa iyo, Panginoon. And we're praying for all the men because they are going to be the head of the family. So kailangan matatag, strong, and confident and good, and alam niya ang halaga niya. Salamat Panginoon sa mensaheng ito. This is a prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kailangan ko lang idagdag, katambay, that yes, we need to be confident, pero wag naman sa sobra. Kasi may mga kalalakihan naman akong alam na sobra. Ang pagiging confident naman. Okay? So kailangan tama lang. Alright? Wag so sobra. Sabi nga natin, di ba, lahat ng sobra, hindi healthy. Alright? So maraming salamat sa iyo, katambay, for your time and for listening. Follow me, please, dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at kung saan platform mo man ito pinakikinggan. Pakiusap ko lang, pakirate mo naman po itong podcast ko. Malaking tulong po sa akin yan para marami pa tayong makasama dito sa ating tambayan. You could send your message to me or maybe you have some affirmation, questions, clarification that you want to ask, message me sa aking email, tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Thank you so much sa iyo, katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.